Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half-price bail. I'm happy to say they
couldn't make this up.
So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Our guest on the show today is someone we've known for a while. Someone
I just got a chance to work with, so I was super excited. And
someone
we've
been a fan of for a while. Not just, you know, all the things you do and you voice stuff.
I'd say from Clueless till now.
Clueless, from so Clueless right through now. Robot Chicken through the thing you just did with you.
Oh, through the fifth quarter thing that we just did. Brecken Meyer is with us.
Hey!
What's up, buddy?
How about it?
How's dude, this is a long time coming. We've wanted you to be on the show, and ever since
like
we did
a
get a chance, yeah, no, ever since we did get a chance to work together, I was super happy. I saw that you were on the call sheet, and I was like, no way, dude! I get a chance to work with you.
Yeah, that was fun.
And then we just got to improvise a bunch of stuff.
Yeah, that was really fun.
Which was a blast.
Do we see it ever? I mean, that's
I've never seen it. Yeah. I've never seen it.
When
I don't
see,
think it,
when you do web things, you're suddenly like, this is really funny. This may never see the light of day.
And this could be wrong. I don't think there was film in the camera.
Oh, that's fine.
I know they were digital, but I don't think there was anything in the camera.
I don't do it for that anyway. I do it for me. You know?
I love it.
That's all it is. I just love it.
Well, dude, I'm so psyched that you were on this because we did have a really riffy good time, and that's exactly what this show is. Daniel Van Kirk is here.
Hello.
What's up, buddy?
Hey.
I know you're post. Yeah, post Cubs losing in the playoffs.
It was a long offseason.
Hey, by the way, thank you to everybody, and thanks for posting it on the old Facebook page, to everybody who watched the Tig Notaro piece that we directed for TBS, which was kind of fifth quarter-y, I guess, in some ways, but it was
a fun little mockumentary.
Yeah, the Eve Bartman story, Eve Bartman, Steve Bartman's sister.
I didn't know about this.
Well, I'll show it to you, Brecken.
Yeah, sure.
But it was thanks to everybody who watched it. It did really well in the first week. Had like, I don't know, 400,000 views on their Facebook page.
Nice.
And that was really fun.
Yeah, very nice.
Loved it. And hopefully we get to do more of those, but thanks for that. And for Cubs fans who are feeling sad, maybe that'll ease your pain.
Yeah, give it a watch. Give it a look.
Yeah, that'll ease your pain.
Well, look, it makes fun of a woman for being very mean to a guy that the Cubs are very classy to. So there you go.
Why not?
On this show, we get great stories sent to us by our dumb ears on the ground. The world, Brecken, as we know, is getting dumber by the minute.
Yeah.
It is amazing how quickly
we're descending into the film idiocracy. We're becoming that.
You know how like there's a super volcano underneath Yellowstone and everyone's like, it's not gonna blow for another 10 million years, and then suddenly they're like, it's gonna happen in 3 decades. That's how fast we are getting dumber here, and the only way to fight back is through comedy. And so we get stories sent to us, and I'm so excited that you are here because the stories get sent to Dan. We've never seen them. You've never seen them.
Oh, dig it.
Dan's the only one who knows it. And then we get to riff off it.
So and Dan, break it down and try to understand the dumb behavior of dumb people.
Yes, exactly. I wanted to first shout out to Adele Shepherd.
Yeah.
Adele.
Great singer.
Hello?
Yeah.
I shall not want.
One of the best singers I know.
Yeah, literally one of the best singers.
She's
No one knows her last name.
Shepherd.
That is her last
name. Shepherd.
It is Shepherd.
She was going to go by Shepherd.
Thank you. That was my favorite thing about Adele is like she would sing this like beautiful song.
Chasing Pavements
on like the iTunes thing. Right. And then she would start talking and be like, thank you.
Well, Adele Shepherd sent in a story that I ended up not being able to use. But the reason I want to give a shout out to Adele is she wrote, I only downloaded Twitter to try and send you this.
Oh, my
and
God.
And her handle is at only here for DPT.
Yeah!
I'm like, you know what?
Follow her.
Yeah, I'm like,
let's get her a bunch of followers.
Let's get her verified.
Come on.
Right?
That's so
I just
great.
Loved that. I'm like, welcome to the party.
Welcome
Adele.
To the party. Great
yes.
work, girl.
Whether it's Facebook or Twitter, we're glad you're here. Okay, here we go. You ready?
Can I ask why you couldn't tell her story?
Sometimes they're like not enough details or enough quotes.
Okay.
It's actually a great question. Sometimes people send me stories where It's not funny that the woman like stabbed her husband to death because they got in a fight over a chicken nugget. Like, yes, that is ridiculous.
Yes, on some level, it is hysterical. Yeah.
There's some humor.
It's funny
in there.
Up until the bludgeoning.
Yeah. Right. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, the word McNuggets there. So
yeah. Exactly.
Funny.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Give me my McNuggets. Right.
She's she's a McMurderer.
She's a McMurderer.
Yeah. Like I sometimes
McAlleged
the humor.
McMurderer.
Yeah. McAlleged.
Come on. The humor begins and ends at just the headline. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Totally.
So I'll get like a story. I'll be like, oh, this is sad or whatever. Like,
well,
I can't.
By the way, and Dan won't say this, but we'll say this is the genius of Dan. Dan, like almost a friend of ours, Greg Fitzsimmons, worked for a little while on Howard Stern.
Sure.
In the sort of arty slot as they were like trying people out. And I'll never forget what he told the story about how he was just on the show, just there to snipe and kind of going. And then he's like, Howard starts going down the road with one of their guests. And he's thinking to himself, what is he doing? Why is he going in this? Then something opened up, and that was the next 3 hours of the show. They were on this thing that he could see that no one else could see.
It's the brilliance of Howard.
Dan has this ability to look at a story and be like, okay, this is great because of the legs, and I know what these guys are going to do with it. So yeah.
Usually there's one sentence when it's good where I'm like,
this is why we're here.
That sentence is in this story.
Are you sure that sentence wasn't Adele Shepard?
Sent in by Nugget. 3/4 Greek.
Okay.
Or, I'm sorry. I couldn't have screwed that up more. 3/4 geek.
Oh,
I like it. So not Nia Vardal.
Yeah, it's all geek to me.
At 3/4 geek, and they wrote out fourths, but it's the number 3.
Okay,
geek.
Good.
Lacrosse. I don't know for sure, but I'm hoping Wisconsin.
Right.
Police arrested 2 people for lewd conduct early Monday after they refused to stop having sex in the backseat of a car when caught by a police officer. Okay. So a cop rolls up. I'm going to need you two to stop.
I need to finish.
Yeah.
Let me finish.
No. It's like the scene in South Park movie. Can I finish?
Can I finish?
Are you finished?
I'm finished.
I love the idea of a cop being like, I need you to. No, you don't, man. We're good right now.
We're good.
You're not good right now. The officer heard moaning from a car parked on the 900 block.
Now, wait a minute.
Windows are down, right?
Yeah, so the cop's like walking the beat because he's not on a motorcycle.
No.
He doesn't have a helmet on. He just hears
some loud moaning
right.
to go over a car.
Right, so windows
or a motor.
Are cracked.
Yeah. Windows are cracked.
He's old school.
I was about to say, he's a 1920s beat cop.
Right.
He's twirling a baton
with his Irish accent. Yeah.
Officer Krupke whistling.
He tells people all the time, he's like, When you're on your bike or in your car, you're going through a neighborhood.
Yeah.
When you're walking
the beer,
you're in the neighborhood. Yeah. So he wants to be.
So I'm just walking by.
Yeah.
Twirling my stick.
Heard a little bit of hanky panky.
All right. The officer heard.
What's all this then?
The officer heard moaning from a car parked. You're hoping the windows are down because if they're up.
Yeah.
If I'm a cop and I hear moaning from a car, the first thing I'm hoping two consenting adults.
Yeah, of course.
Sure.
That's my first thought. Not murder and rape and a kid. And
maybe you're getting two different or even similar octaves. It doesn't matter. Love who you want to love.
Yeah.
Of the word yes.
Yes.
As long as you're getting multiple yeses from all concerned parties. So the officer heard moaning from a car parked on the 900 block of Adams Street. Add that to the DPT walking tour.
In Lacrosse.
At about 3:30 a.m. Now,
ballsy cop, by the
way. That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
A cop walking around at 3:30, that scares me.
Yeah.
That's scary to me. I'd be like, what's this cop doing?
That's maniac around? Cop.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
That cop is looking for it.
Yeah.
And whatever it is,
he's looking for a promotion.
That's the bad lieutenant.
He's looking
right
for
there.
A promotion. Yeah, bad lieutenant.
He's howling at the moon. Literally.
Maybe he's looking for his gun.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
He found the windows fogged and the vehicle rocking.
Okay, so not open then.
So not
the
open.
Windows were not open.
You hear the moaning, you see the fogging.
It's literally rocking. So you're not, by the way,
you're not supposed to come and knock it.
Can
I ask you guys?
He's already breaking the rule.
That is the law.
Yeah.
So it is illegal in a parked vehicle to fool around.
To fog up the windows.
Why is that? Especially if the windows are fogged.
No one can. It's 3:30 in the morning. What piece are they disturbing?
Yeah, what child is going to?
What if the windows are tinted? Does that?
Maybe there was
you?
Too much tint on the window.
Is it illegal then to have sex in an RV?
Ooh, good
that's
call.
A great
that's
question.
A great.
How about
I can't imagine it is
that
right.
That's like a rolling home.
Right.
Right, but maybe it depends on where it's parked. Maybe if you're in an RV park, you're established as a residence.
So if you're homeless, you cannot have sex in a car. Just don't think
about
it.
What about a cardboard box?
Yes.
That's more like
fine.
A house.
That's
there
fine.
You go.
But if it has a window.
Oh.
Like if it's a classic cardboard
and it's
box.
Fogged
and
up.
It's fogged up.
I don't know. That's a great point.
anybody listening who just heard me say, oh, is because the credit that you give me for knowing these stories, I read things and then be like, oh, never mind, because I don't know them either. A woman, remember I said who is disturbing the peace?
Yeah, yeah.
A woman who lives on the block called police saying the sound woke her.
Okay.
That is okay. Loud.
That is loud.
She's in her
she
house.
She might be full of shit, though. That
could
might be like, I don't like this shady car. Right. I see people
moving
fucking
it.
In the car.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to curse?
Yeah.
On
yeah. I don't know if I heard anything, but I feel like I
but I see it out there and I don't like it and I have kids, so I'm gonna call the cops and say
fine.
It's loud.
In my dreams.
Yeah.
Somebody's getting it so good in this car, they yeah. woke her up.
And it hurts
up.
My yeah. feelings.
She fell asleep on the couch.
Right.
She yeah. woke up to somebody selling knives and getting boned.
Yeah. Right. And she was like, let me investigate.
Right.
Let
the
me
knives do and the boning were happening in the car.
Yeah.
Something
yeah.
else was on TV. Yeah.
Cutco. Cutco.
That was a Cutco sex.
So a woman who lives on the block called police saying the sound woke her, according to the report. Bailey?
Which one is
why
Bailey,
is that a
man
question
or the
mark?
Man or the woman?
Yeah, I know.
Question really... mark is me trying to say their last
okay,
name.
Okay, Bailey.
Bailey Putkermy. P-U-T-T-K-E-M-E-R-Y.
Putkermy.
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 Which sounds like what someone would say to someone when they want to have them do something
right.
to them sexually.
Putkermy.
Yeah, you just got to go Putkermy.
You got. I'm into that kind
oh,
of.
Oh, I got so Putkered last night.
By the way, you say Putkermy, and then you have to follow that up with, I'm into that kind of thing.
Right, oh, yeah. I love
yeah.
that stuff.
Yeah, I'm not a freak, but I
kidding?
Like that.
Bailey Putkermy and Emily Scott, two first names, two last names. Isn't that weird? Bailey could be a last name, right?
Yeah, Bailey could.
Yeah, Ben.
George Bailey.
F. Lee.
Yes.
F. Lee Bailey.
Yes. George, I should have gotten that one.
George Bailey.
Both of the cross were nude in the back seat and engaged in sex,
wait,
the report
wait, Bailey
stated.
And Emily?
Yes.
Is this two ladies or Bailey's a dude?
I don't know.
We don't know.
We don't know. That's the more
oh,
fun
it's a
about
dude.
It.
I know it's a dude. I remember. I did
so,
read that.
So here's my thing. This is a woman who is a lady in the streets. And
Emily?
A freak in the streets.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
both.
Yeah.
She's a lady in the streets
and
a freak
in
the
streets.
The officer asked the couple to stop, then stood at the back of the vehicle and waited for them to dress. When they didn't emerge for...
How long?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. How long did the cop wait at the back of the car for them to get
you can go first,
up?
Second, or third.
Yes.
I'm going to go. I'll go first.
Right. Okay.
Because I'm putting myself in this situation.
Right.
As the Bailey or as the cop?
Or
as the lady.
Are you
as
Emily?
The lady or the guy. As Bailey or Emily. But my thought is, if I'm doing that in a car, first of all, kudos, because things have jumped off well
very
for me.
Very difficult to do, by the way.
Yeah, you've gone backseat.
Right. Yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And now, or you have an SUV and you've laid them down.
Sure.
Who knows what it is. But,
you've gone backseat and next level.
And there's a cop that, knocking with his nightstick.
Right.
I feel
oh,
like
come
I,
with the car then.
Right, I feel like I continue for maybe a second and a half. If
that's
that.
It.
Okay. Yeah.
Like that's it. I just couldn't like be
so
like.
So is your answer a second and a
yeah,
half?
Yeah, my answer
wow.
is second and a
Jason,
half.
Jason, what do you say?
I think it's a significant portion of time because that's a detail in this story.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna say 4 minutes.
Okay.
I'm gonna
but
say.
Wait, hang on. Before you do it, how long would you go?
Oh,
before that, I'm just curious.
I would lose my erection
right,
the second
okay,
someone
yeah.
knocked on a window.
I was hoping okay. you were going to say the second it started.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'd be done. Why are the windows fogged? Because right. I'm crying so hard.
Yeah. The second she said yes, I lost
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the second we got there, it was over. I would say 10 minutes.
Okay.
It took them 10 minutes because for 5 minutes, the cop is waiting, going, all right, they're probably putting clothes on. They want
right.
to make themselves decent. And then 5 more minutes, it doesn't go. Yeah.
The officer asked the couple to stop, then stood at the back of the vehicle and waited for them to dress. When they didn't emerge from the back seat after 5 minutes.
Oh!
That is a long
time. That's a long time.
That is
that's a late night
time.
TV
but
comedy
now, do
set.
Do you think that's 5 minutes of sex, or do you think that's 5 minutes of, oh my God, we're going to get arrested? No, we're not going to get arrested. Shut
I think
up. We're
that's
gonna be fine.
Finishing up. I after, think that's like, we're close. Let's just come
after
on,
waiting for 5 minutes, the officer found the couple had resumed having sex.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So they weren't done.
No, they were like, I think he's gone. No, I think he's waiting for it.
Who cares?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
But doesn't this make it more exciting?
This is awesome.
Let's think about 5 minutes. That is, first of all, that's a long time for the cop to really
that's
give
that's a long
them.
Time for sex anyway, right?
Thank you.
Just
thank
for the
you.
Record.
Thank you.
I am
with
older
cuddling.
Than Randy. I am older than Randy
oh, okay.
by 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I just want the world to know.
It's a lifetime of difference.
That's,
so
yeah,
they
that's,
may
that's
have made
whole,
you guys
that's
that
a,
time.
That's a whole child coming out of a person.
Yeah.
You guys, You guys wrapping it up?
Yeah. You bet.
We'll be right up.
Be you guys coming out there? No.
I'm so close. I'm so close. Just shut up.
Shh, baby.
Hey, man. I'm trying to do a good thing by you guys. And I went to the back of the car and waited.
We're almost there. We're almost out.
Okay, you've been saying that for about like 2 minutes.
We're almost out.
Are they gone yet? Are they gone
no,
yet,
I'm
officer?
Still right, I'm still right here.
I'm trying to sleep on my couch.
Ma'am, I'm dealing
ma'am.
With them.
I will not go to my bedroom until they are gone.
Just, ma'am, I knocked on the window. I'm giving them 5 minutes.
Yes, minutes. You shouldn't sleep on your porch anyway, ma'am.
Just 3 more minutes.
I can sleep where I pay taxes.
She can come watch, too. Ma'am, come on over here.
It's still a rocket.
Look in.
It's still a rocket.
Ma'am, look in.
It's been 3 minutes. I'm going to give you one more minute.
Look in. Oh, we need a little bit more time.
My cats are going crazy in here.
Ma'am, I'll get that in the report.
Nine of my cats are angry.
Bring the cats out, too. They can watch as well.
You don't need anybody. To watch.
Put
I'm going to give
the
yeah.
cats on the hood.
4 minutes. I'm going to give
you all the
one
cats on the hood because I'm just get all the pussy on the hood because I am getting all of it.
I
under
am trying
the
to watch Judge Judy.
There's the title of this episode.
Pussy wagon.
Pussy on the hood.
Pussy on the hood.
The officers.
Hood pussy.
By the way, that's a stubborn cop who's like, I'm going to wait this out.
Yeah.
I'll wait, guys.
Also, too. He's stubborn and too nice.
Yeah.
He's although, what does he do? Does he open the door?
Well, at some point,
does he have a warrant to open the door?
Can this officially be called a stakeout? Like, how much time has to pass?
Stake in.
Reckon and Dan for the point.
That's the first time on WTOP where I turned to someone to get a high five.
Although it was an old school, like 1970s different strokes.
Yeah.
Five.
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys just high five.
Reckonmeyer
like,
came to play. Yeah. He came to play.
This is high five like two characters on the deuce.
Yeah. Hey, man. Like you just made like a weird
yeah,
layup.
Yeah, man, I ain't no job right. turkey. Yeah.
You just made a weird layup on the white shadow.
Okay. Oh, salami.
One of you won the game wearing a pair of jeans.
Yes.
Oh. The officer opened the door.
Gomez.
So he comes back. All right, that's it. All right.
I'm opening the door.
Opens the door. To which... Puck Kiermy tried to shut it before yelling at the officer that he was, quote, blocking him. Bro, you're
Whoa.
Blocking me, bro.
Wow.
Close, yeah. Tries to close the door.
You're cop blocking me.
Yeah, he is cop blocking.
By the way, cop blocking could be also the title of this episode.
Yeah,
that's better. Cop block.
Cop
block.
Serious God. Cop block.
Bro, you serious right
yeah.
now? Door shut.
Sir, I'm going to need you to... Okay.
Okay. Dude, there's a tie on the door. You yeah. know what that means. You not see that?
There had to be a moment where that cop was like, my bad. Like,
yeah, he just, excuse me.
In his DNA
yeah,
right. dudeness, he
I
opened the door. Like,
oh, I don't want to be in the middle of
no,
that.
I feel like, I'm going to wait.
I'm going to wait.
So then, Puck Kiermy gets out of the car.
Naked.
Nude, completely
yep.
nude.
Yep.
Get the fuck.
And here's his quote, you're a man. This is the sentence.
Yep.
You're a man. You should understand, it's Oktoberfest weekend. I wish everybody
there's
could be Breckenmeyer right
that
now.
What does that mean?
What
that gives
mean?
License for anything.
It's Oktoberfest, bro. It's Oktoberfest, bro.
What is Oktoberfest?
I don't. I think
it's
is
a
it
beer
a beer
festival?
If we're in
festival.
Wisconsin and it's lacrosse, this is just a weekend of drinking.
Beer right. festival.
It's like why
I'm
are you
in
ruining
a car.
My weekend? Yes.
Like I've obviously driven to this
you're not,
location.
You're not in like the town area where there would be Oktoberfest.
It's Oktoberfest. Right.
You're a man. It's, you should understand
it's Oktoberfest weekend.
Weekend, too.
By yeah. the way, it's also Monday, so the yeah. weekend's over.
Officer, you want to pull this shit on a Monday or Tuesday? I get it.
Yeah.
This is 3 a.m. Saturday.
Don't
Sunday.
You?
October
Sunday.
Sunday.
Officer, two words, Oktoberfest.
That's
okay?
one word, sir. That's
Come
one word.
On.
Care me, that's
Just
one.
Listen to me,
nope,
bro.
That's one word,
She's
Pekeri.
Good to go. Come
We're
on.
Already going,
Dude.
Actually.
She's
You're cop blocking.
Cop blocking. Both of them were jailed for lewd and lascivious behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Puck Kiermy also faces a charge of disorderly conduct, and Emily Scott faces a bail jumping charge. I know. I'm going to ask you guys. There are a few months out of each year where these two are the same exact age.
Okay.
What age is Puck Kiermy and Emily Scott?
You have now pronounced his name 8 different ways.
Yeah. Of course.
Puck Kiermy, Puck Kiermy,
Puck
Kiermy.
Puckermy. Puckermy was
It's
also...
Emily and Bailey. We know him pretty
yeah, it's
well.
It's Emily
this
and Bailey.
This is what we're pretty familiar with.
E and B. Yeah. Little E and B.
EB's delight.
Wait, EB, how old are
they're
they?
EB and
how
they're both white.
Now you can go, again, first, second, which we call the Tignataro spot, uh-huh. or you can go third.
I'm going to go third.
Okay. All right. Randy Jason. Or Jay?
I'm going to say they're 26 years old.
26 years old from Jason Scott.
I'm going to say they're 22.
22 years old from Randy Scott.
Just getting the instrument ready.
I'm going to split it. I'm going to say 25.
Okay. 25. I love that none of you thought that these are a couple of divorcees who met at Oktoberfest
weekend. Not because of the Oktoberfest and apparently lack of a home.
I will say this. I will say, like, young people in their 20s are like, let's just do it in a car.
Yeah.
Like, if someone's in their 30s or 40s, they're going to be like,
You're telling me that two older people wouldn't be like, I can't go to my house because of my kids. I can't go to my house because of my kids either.
Let's get a hotel room is what they'd probably
say. Let's get a motel room.
You're assuming they have credit.
Motel.
Here we go.
How old?
Nights in.
Bailey and Emily.
Hourly rate.
Are 21 years old.
Randy. This might be his first Oktoberfest.
He's been waiting.
He should have said that.
Yeah, this is my first
Oktoberfest. I'm of age now.
This is my first Oktoberfest.
So wait, he got out of the car. Our buddy Bailey got out buck naked. Yep.
The way a 21-year-old would.
Already having the knock on the window, another 5 minutes. Yeah. So there was no attempt to, like, let's put our clothes on. It was just like...
That's what I'm saying. He got out of the car indignant. He got out of the car like, what?
Are you still here, bro?
You're still here.
Yeah.
Why are you even watching us? You're the weird one, dude.
Yeah.
You're the weird one here, bro.
He definitely said at some point, don't you have some crime to solve?
Yeah.
Don't you have any crime to solve? Yeah. Meanwhile, he probably shot one over his shoulder at the woman on the porch. You too, mom. Get out!
Yeah.
Get out!
Oh, yeah. Man.
That's story one, kids.
I love it. Down in the books, it's Oktoberfest. Yeah. And it is Oktoberfest,
guys. It kind of is Oktoberfest.
Wow.
So we should all be fucking...
We should all be in the back of a car.
Perfect.
All right. Story one, down in the books. Brecken Meyer is with us. Dan Van Kirk's here. It's Dumb People Town. Stay with us.
Stick around. Make a sound. There's more Dumb People Town.
All right, guys, welcome back to the show. We should mention, as we just realized, that this show is dropping on Halloween. Happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Hope you guys have...
Ooh, you're listening to a podcast on Halloween.
While you walk your kids around the neighborhood. Can you imagine Halloween in Dumb People Town?
Oh, my God.
It is a free-for-all. It's Oktoberfest, bro.
How many people are just naked?
A
lot of body paint.
There's a lot of tricking and treating.
Yeah.
You got a costume for your snake. That's cool.
Your snake's dressed like you, and you're dressed like your snake.
That's adorable.
It's like a one night where they're like, I get to carry my sword anywhere I want. It's just part of the costume.
Yeah, part of the costume.
Oh, by the way, I mean, total side note, I bought a fake sword last night at a Halloween shop.
No, you didn't.
With no intention and no connection to any costume I have.
You just saw it?
Well, you guys might understand this. It's a He-Man sword.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
That's it.
I've never seen it at the store before.
You've got the
power. It's there. I'm Adam now. I can turn into, you know.
Yeah.
He-Man.
Power of Grayskull. You can be whoever you want.
It was a really good, the worst thing is I showed it to, Seth, you know, Seth Green?
Yeah.
I went over and showed it to Seth Green, but that's even worse about the story. I went over immediately to
show your friend. I got to show my friend my toy.
We both said the exact same thing when he held it, which was, no, it's a good weight.
Yeah.
It's a healthy
In my opinion, you went into a Halloween costume shop. Picked this up and thought to yourself, this is more of a prop than a costume.
Oh, by all means.
You know what I mean? Like
prop sword.
Yeah. Dude, I want to see it.
By the way, I was not on my bike, although now I realize, I'm about to say, I was on my motorcycle. I should have had it even more because I was on my motorcycle.
Just on your motorcycle.
Just in your back.
Strapped in your back.
Back scabbard.
Anybody gets a little
When this episode drops and you tweet it out, tweet out a picture of your sword when it drops.
And also, by the way, I bought the sword, and then the dude behind the counter was like, hey, man, are you, you're John from Garfield, right? And I was like, oh, hey. He's like, could I get a photo? I was like, yeah, let me put the sword down.
You should have leaned in on that.
Just held it.
Yeah.
It's a good sword.
I hate Mondays too, bitch.
Who doesn't? Ready to attack them. It's a good sword, by the way.
Before we get into the next story, we have to mention some live dates that are coming up for
Dumb People Town.
Some town halls.
Town halls happening.
We are live?
Hitting the road. It is
Where?
So much fun live. So the first one we're doing is in Houston for the Come and Take It Festival.
It's going to be so much fun.
November 18th, 17th,
18th?
Yes.
17th and 18th. We're going to do a live DPT. So and I don't know who our guest is going to be, but there are great people at that festival. So
it'll be somebody great. Then in January, we just announced we're going to be doing at Sketchfest, a live Dumb People Town.
On Sunday, the 21st of January.
It's an afternoon show, like 3 p.m. at Cobb's Comedy Club. Yep. If you're in San Francisco, get there. We want to fill this joint with Dumb People Town.
The thing is, like, when we do these festivals, I want, when we do festivals, for because they sell day passes and weekend passes, and I think, like, the Come and Take It Comedy Festival is $65 for the entire festival.
It's an amazing
deal. So the day
deal.
Festival's got to be, like, maybe a third of that, at least half.
Yeah,
my point is,
come.
Come,
dude. So fun, man.
I would just love when we do these festivals if the town hall ends up being a thing that people are like, did you hear about
Dumb
People Town, like, took over their show. Like, the town hall.
Let's take over Sketchfest that weekend. I know you guys will be there. And then, of course, we just found out that the show that we're doing in Brooklyn at the Bell House on February 25th
is half sold out.
Half sold out. We got about halfway full. And we know once the girls from Guys We Fucked, there are guests on that show. Once they announce it, it's going to, their fans are going to definitely buy tickets, and that's probably going to sell out. We may add a second show, but get your tickets now if you want to do that. At the Bell House website. So check all that stuff out. We're so excited about all those things. You can always check our websites for when we're doing our
all
thing.
Right, Dan,
I will be at every one of those shows.
Please. Yes! I want you at every one of those.
Security there. With the sword.
Yeah. Sword. Prop sword.
Right, security guards should have prop sword.
They always should.
Just right here. That's a badass location for
a
sword.
Of deterrence.
Just over the back.
Yeah. I think that's what I liked about Deadpool so much was even with the guns, just two swords there.
Yeah, ready to go.
I love that.
All right, here we go. This was sent in by Pete Rempe, R-E-M-P-E. Is that how you guys would say it?
Sure.
I don't know. At P.D. Rempe. Or P.D. Remp. Mm-hmm. All right. It's probably Remp then. Mm-hmm. Here we go. A Lilburn woman.
Lilburn?
Yeah. Is it
Is that like a rapper?
Lilburn?
Like Lil Wayne?
I love Lilburn.
Lilburn's not a bad name.
Lilburn's new album dropped.
Lil John, Lil Wayne.
Featuring Lilburn.
I know. Lilburn like got all of his teeth bronzed instead of gold like cap.
Lilburn. Well,
it's fitting. Lilburn. And I'll say this. I give credit to Pete. When Pete sent this in, he wrote this in his description to me when he sent it on Twitter, at Daniel Van Kirk, hashtag Dumb People Town, if you want to submit a story. And I have to agree, this, and it's Halloween, this might be our first Dumb People Town witch.
Oh, sweet.
But like in the true sense, like not wearing a hat, she's bringing the heat.
A Lilburn woman.
Uh-huh. Has been arrested on multiple charges after she allegedly attacked police with a flaming broom.
What?
That's a lot of forethought.
That is literally coming in hot.
Literally.
Coming in hot.
Because you could go, I'm going to chase these people with this broom. Mm-mm.
I'm wondering,
do you think the broom was on fire before they got there?
Yes.
Okay.
Here's my thought.
By the way, difficult to sweep with a fiery broom.
Yeah.
You know how they say you got to clean up before the cleaning lady comes?
That's what you're doing.
Is what you get.
Flaming broom.
You get the flaming broom.
Come for the broom, you get the flame.
Quidditch player
ever. Forget it, man. She's on fire, literally.
The flaming Mamba.
Scary
Potter. She allegedly attacked police with a flaming broom as they tried to take her into custody for alleged threats against the life of a Gwinnett County State Court judge.
It's a lot, but it works. A Gwinnett County State Court.
Was she on his lawn?
Lilburn, please.
Yeah.
Like just waving a flaming broom and the cops showed up?
Yeah. She's like, oh, you want some?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's do this.
You promised to clean up this town.
Expelleramus. Lilburn police said officers went to, great name, Irene Mercedes Handy.
Yeah.
Mercedes.
IMH. Irene Mercedes Handy.
She's the BMW of witches.
Yeah. That pisses her off.
Yeah, you don't tell her that.
She's a brooming machine.
Don't tell her that. Flaming broom in your face.
I'd call her Benzo. They went to her home Thursday morning after they received report about an offensive banner that was reportedly hanging from her home on Old Manor Road. We have a woman with a flaming broom who lives on Old Manor Road.
Old Manor has an offensive banner.
Yeah. It's a witch.
Is this a Scooby-Doo episode?
This is. She's got a banner on Old Manor.
Guys, this is where I need your help. We need the help of the town. And anybody listening can help as well.
If you know where Old Manor Road is.
No, this is what I would need help for. Police did not specify what was written on
the
banner.
Really?
Oh, and guys, I looked, I Googled her name, I looked, and I could not find any news report that said.
Okay, so Jews will not replace
us. Here's what I'm at. Here's what I think we need to ask for our fans. Make the banner, tweet it at us, and we'll post the best manners on the Facebook page. If you want to see all these pictures of the people and everything, please join the Dumb People Town Facebook page. But we'll put our favorite top five banners.
Yes. Well,
I think it says fuck Applebee's, but that's just me.
Well, here's what we know. Captain Thomas Barduggan. Great
the
name.
The toughest part of your job is the last name. I know, tell you, man. It's a nightmare.
Bar Duggan is when you put
here we go.
A Snickers bar.
Before you do this,
a Snickers bar inside of a Twix bar. That's a Bar Duggan.
That's a Bar Duggan.
Bar Duggan.
That was actually solid.
It's thank a Bar you.
Duggan. Snickers bar.
I'm thinking of Halloween. I'm thinking about a mini-sized Snickers bar inside a full-size Kit Kat.
You stuff.
It's a Bar Duggan.
It's a Bar Duggan.
Am I wrong in assuming it's okay if I am? I'm going on a limb that. Your guys' dad would rock good giveaways for Halloween.
Our dad would, and he also would force every kid to do a trick. No one got free stuff in our house.
Nobody got free stuff.
Like, what's your trick? And the kid would be like, he's like, you don't get anything.
Sorry.
What's your trick?
And he loved
what's a joke? Give me a joke. He would take the jokes. He would take the jokes that the kids would say, and then he'd like call like people who like bought from him, like his like
really
and client or whatever, and he would give
wait,
them
so
the
when
jokes.
They came and said trick or treat, he was like, oh, you're giving trick. Me the choice. Yeah. I'd say trick.
Yeah, trick it up.
Dance
trick
for it up. Me.
Dance trick. For me, bitch. Wow. What is your trick?
I knew there'd be some scratch.
It was great,
stand.
But he gave
what
good
was the candy.
Candy.
What was the candy?
We gave Reese's like peanut butter cups,
like full bars,
full
or
cups,
full cups,
single biscuits,
full cups.
No, not little single biscuits.
Single biscuit. Full cups, and then what else did we? I don't think we ever gave full. Size candy bars, we gave minis of all the other candy bars.
All right.
Because if he gave pieces. Toothpaste and pennies, that's a fucking asshole.
Apples
right yeah.
with pins in them.
Tell me a joke, and here's your
there
penny.
There you go.
What's your favorite candy? Really quick.
Three Musketeers.
Ooh. Three Musketeers.
Or Milky Way.
Wait, who
what?
Wait, who said Three Musketeers? Your mouth is
I don't
covered.
Even know
Randy
this about you.
Randy, you said Three Musketeers?
I said Three Musketeers.
I didn't know that about you.
I love
who
Three Musketeers.
The fuck what
Musketeers?
Are you?
You know what? You put it in the freezer, so then it's like a
but
frozen.
But still, it's just a frozen chunk of nougat.
Yeah. What's yours?
Not Three Musketeers.
I'm Snickers all the way.
Snickers.
All
Snickers
the
is
goddamn
Snickers?
Day.
Snickers?
Satisfy me.
Snickers, Snicker Frozen, and the Ice Cream Snickers bar?
Ice Cream Snickers yeah. is ridiculous.
That is, that
absurd.
Should be illegal.
Wait,
stupid.
So Three Musketeers,
you know what I say
Snickers,
to that?
I
say Snicker, please. It's what do you got?
Wait, what do you have?
At Sklar Brothers for that joke.
What's your favorite?
It's hands down.
Reese's Pieces.
Okay.
I love
peanut. Actually, peanut M&M.
E.T.?
If I could change my peanut M&M, I think.
Have you had recently? This I was in Thailand, and the only thing for some reason in Thailand they don't.
Have you
like
had sex with
butter.
A 12-year-old boy?
Yeah. It is the best candy.
They don't have Reese's Pieces. But you can suck a 12-year-old boy's dick.
All of a sudden, Brecken sells us a timeshare.
By the way, guys, I don't know what you're thinking.
Have you had
March,
a chance to sit by the beach?
I now own a hut in Phuket. How is that
and
possible?
It's not bad. Have you had peanut butter M&M's?
Yes,
in
awesome.
In the red wrapper?
Fantastic, yes.
I didn't used to like it, and now I've come around. Now, if I go to a movie, I go to Walgreens ahead of time. And get the peanut butter.
Dump it in the popcorn?
No,
because
I'm not an animal. No,
what?
I can't
you
do
are.
The sweets.
They were.
Do you do the M&M's in the popcorn?
And peanut M&M's in the popcorn,
oh, no.
Shake it down, and you're just like,
doesn't
I'm
it all go
lunch.
To the bottom?
No, you kind of get a surprise along the way.
No, I don't like to mix. I don't like to mix my
sweet
things.
And savory.
Reese's yeah. Pieces is it, and you have to say it like
Reese's
that.
Pieces are like,
Reese's
have you ever had
pieces?
A Take Five?
Reese's Pieces.
You ever had a
take
five?
Solid.
Take Five, and Take Five in Halloween, since it's a Halloween episode. Yeah. Take Five on Halloween, they release the single biscuits
yeah.
for the kids.
You get yourself a little
bit. Release them.
Take Five
it's called, like,
is pretty amazing.
It's Take Two and a Half.
It's Take Two and a Half.
Also, I'll rock a Fifth Avenue bar.
He'll rock a bit of honey. You used to like bit of honey.
Oh, bit of honey. I live in that world.
I would eat like an entire bit of honey.
But what about, you know, and
just I'd eat an entire bit of honey and just lose my jaw.
Yeah.
Like a hooker, who gave like too many blowjobs. My teeth is, you know,
just again, a hockey reduce. Player. Just nothing but fake teeth. After that,
I can't really like.
I'll still do Twix.
Yeah, Twix is good.
Big fan. Well, 100 Gram bar every now and again, but never Three Musketeers. That
I love
shocks
Three Musketeers.
Me.
I love it. But what about Heath or Score?
Oh,
where do you go? Do you go
only
Score
in Ben
or
and Jerry's,
Heath?
I would say.
Heath all the way.
When
more
a,
than Score
when
bar.
I was a kid at Spring Lake, everybody would get a frozen whatchamacallit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a score? So I was driving up to Lake Tahoe with, and then we got to get back to the story. I'm driving up to Lake Tahoe with my family.
We're dumb people.
They all go into the bathroom. Where we parked.
Yep.
I don't know. We were like driving up when we were driving on this camping trip over the summer. They all go in. They go to the bathroom. Three of them go in to go to the bathroom.
I
bought
know.
A Score bar, ate the whole fucking thing, and threw the wrap away like it never
like
happened.
It never happened.
You had a window to yourself.
I had a window and I took it. Boom.
Yeah.
No, and like no one asked. It smells like Score Bar. Oh, it does. No.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Score Bar is S-K-O-R.
That's right.
S-K-O-R?
Yeah, it never seems right to me.
Yeah,
just
like our last name. Thank you.
Never seems right. All right, Dan. We have a witch.
Back to the banner.
A bad banner, right.
Back to our banner.
Jesus, what did she say?
So Captain Thomas Berdugan.
It said Heath Nut Score. That was the whole thing.
That's how we got there.
Heath Nut Score?
Yeah.
Let's settle the S-K-O-R.
Yeah. The handmade banner, so it was in her writing.
By
the
way, shocker there.
Huge big ups to the handmade banner on Hulu. I'm a huge fan.
The handmade banner.
It's a good show.
Yeah, it's a very good show.
In the future, you can only make one. I can't believe
it's really hard to
win so many Emmys this year.
Again, they said it was offensive but legal in its content. However, it violated the city's sign ordinance by exceeding the square footage allowed for a temporary sign.
So someone has a racist sign and someone's like, can we get this bitch on a technicality? And then they did. Good.
Well, we're assuming it's racist. It literally could just be like, don't steal my brains, you pigs.
No, it's, if it's like, offensive.
Well, would that be offensive? Oh, because of pigs.
Yeah.
Or because of brains.
Yeah. Because of all of it.
Right.
Also, this town has a ordinance on temporary sign square footage? Mm-hmm.
That seems like someone complained more than once, and finally they're like, we must find a technicality about this.
Let's get this person to show up. I can't handle all the complaining.
Right.
Let's create a technicality.
You guys, Irene Mercedes Handy, this is how confident I am. In Dumb People Town,
does it feel like her last name isn't finished yet?
It's Henderson.
Handyman.
Handy Williams.
This is how crazy
Handyman,
she is the in Handyman Dumb People Town. Sometimes I will show you guys a photo and make you guess the age.
Because can't do it.
Some people live lives.
Yeah. Some people are like, she looks 48.
Right.
She is 22.
Right. Yeah. Some people grew up like off a gravel road. Some people grew up on the gravel road.
Right. Road.
I'm
going to
show you guys a picture of Irene Mercedes Handy, our local witch. This is her.
Holy. Oh my God.
Wait, is that her mugshot?
Well, it's probably her yelling at a camera.
She's mid
sentence.
Like she looks like Eartha Kitt fucked Ruth Gordon.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
I was going to say Krusty the Clown.
You always say there's always like a sentence or whatever that gets us into Dumb People Town.
Here we go.
That's out. Events took a turn.
There we go.
While the officers were looking into the banner issue, police said they learned Handy had allegedly made threatening phone calls to state court judge Carla Brown. That was so easy to pronounce. In the past, she had done this. While they talked to her about the banner on her home. So they're talking to her and somebody's like, shh, this is the lady that wants to kill that judge.
Exactly.
Play it cool because she will lose her shit.
Yeah.
Right? She may come out on this law with a flaming broom or something.
Some of the threats were reportedly against Brown's life. Police began working on getting a warrant for Handy's arrest because of the threat against the judge. Officials said Handy allegedly then, this is
where it goes up and
up. You did not see coming what I'm about to say. She then climbed out of a second-story window and onto the roof of her home while shouting obscenities at the officer.
This is a woman who's going all over.
Fuck you! This is my roof!
Ma'am?
And my banner!
Ma'am?
My banner!
Ma'am?
Yeah, oh, you like cleaning up, huh? Yeah. Look at this broom!
No.
At some point... So she's on the roof.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, I am.
Ma'am, just please get down.
I will not get down.
Get back
we want
in
to
the
talk
window.
To you about...
You think I'm on fire now? You think I'm hot and bothered now?
There's no reason. No one said anything.
No one said anything about fire.
Check out this broom.
Wow.
What?
Why?
Ma'am.
Oh, how about a little fire scarecrow?
Ma'am. Why is she on the roof?
Oh.
The amount of times officers in Dumb People Town just say, ma'am.
Over and over.
Ma'am.
She climbed out her second story window.
Under her roof.
Under her roof. So she's
this is
nimble.
What you don't like?
Yes. Right.
You sons of bitches.
At some point, Handy re-entered the home. You were right, Brecken. Police accused her of then coming out of the door of the home while holding a flaming broom, which had been doused in kerosene, I assume from one of her lamps.
From one of her lamps. Her late-night lampings. Yeah.
She is also accused of pushing it at the officers as they tried to arrest her. Guys, take away the broom first.
Yeah, why are you...
Or... throw some water on it.
Yeah. No, that could kill her at this point. We don't know what's going to happen.
We don't want her to shrink. That's a great
point.
She might
die.
That's a great point.
One officer
it would be a hate crime because they killed her because she's green.
One officer was slightly injured before knocking the broom out of her hand. So they went at her with broom.
Oh, yeah.
Slightly injured.
Yes.
Like maybe a little singed. Like a little singed on the arm.
The so think of the officer who knocked on the window of the dudes in the first story versus these guys going to work.
Oh, yeah. One officer was slightly injured, like I said. Handy has been charged with aggravated assault of a police officer, terroristic threats and acts, and harassing phone calls. Mm-hmm. Jail records listed her still being in the Gwinnett County Jail. Excuse me.
We gotta guess her age?
Yeah.
The jail records show that, yes, we're going to. The jail records show Handy has been arrested several times in the past.
But this was a banner day.
Yeah! Yeah. Handy fan.
At Breckenmeyer. Send all comments to at Breckenmeyer.
Is that your Twitter?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, I'm going to ask you guys right now. How old is Irene?
And we've seen the photos.
We've seen
Mercedes
the photos.
Handy.
Too much fun leaves marks in life. Living hard, you'll pay the price. Who is gonna get it right? Guess the age, guess the age.
Now, if people want to, they can wait till it's posted on the Facebook page, look for themselves, and then make their guess.
Okay, or just get with your office mates if you're listening to this together and everyone shout
as
it out.
As our guest,
right.
Brecken, you get to decide first, second, or third.
I'll go second. Okay, I'll take the Tignataro seat.
You want to go first? You want me to go
first?
You
go ahead, Rand.
Okay, I think she's 48 years old. Which, by the way, only 3 years older than us.
She's terrible.
She looks terrible. You light enough brooms on fire, it's gonna affect the way you look.
Oh man.
All right.
I'm gonna say 59.
59 okay. years old for Breckenmeyer.
I do think, Dan, you brought it up because it's not what we think.
Yes! Thank
so
you.
I'm gonna say 54 years old.
54.
Okay. I'm splitting the difference.
48, 54, 59.
Irene. Mercedes.
Miss Handy, please.
Handy.
Miss Handy.
Miss Handy.
Miss Handy.
Miss Handy.
Yes. Yes.
Boom, boom, boom.
Let's light this candle.
Is 66 years
old. Oh!
Breckenmeyer
takes it. Nice.
Now I actually think she looks good.
Yeah, she looks pretty bad.
As far as, like, maybe the witchery actually kind of lowers the age a little bit.
Really?
Her complexion
but
looks
good.
But is that
like, she
looks
like an attempt at suicide by cop? I mean, you're in your house at this point. You know the cops are outside. You're going to go out and battle them. But before you do,
right.
you're going to pour kerosene on this fucking broom.
Okay, and you know that takes more than a minute. So it's like, they're outside being like, what are you doing, ma'am?
Nothing.
Handy, get out
be
here.
Be here in a moment. Wait till they get a load of me.
Rick, she said she'd be here in a moment.
Keep reading the banner.
Yep. Why so serious?
She's just ready to go.
And this is one of those moments where you're like, if she were black, she'd be shot.
Come on. You don't know these cops.
Dan.
They tried their best with her.
It was a flaming broom. Which, by the way, might be a new dish at Applebee's. We don't know.
Could have you
tried the flaming broom?
How threatening is a flaming broom? I'm like trying to think. She probably has an old school broom.
You got good reach on it.
Yeah, but you're 66. So you can't even hold it out then.
Yeah, it's like
your traps are going to give way.
That's right. She's asking them run at my broom.
You're definitely holding it two hand, like speaking of our first story, like a lacrosse stick.
Yeah.
So it is.
Or a He-Man sword. I got you.
It's a broadsword.
But yeah.
She would have thrown at them like a sharpened dustpan. That's maybe like too far.
Did they? They actually took her down that way. They didn't use like non lethal.
No,
like
bullets. Whenever people go nuts like this, I'm always like, just buy a net.
Yeah. Right.
Just get a net.
Just one of those guns you see in the cool movies with the big weights. Yeah.
She's 60. You probably just drape it over her.
Or wait till it runs out.
Rodney King did not have a flaming broom. That's all I'm saying.
You're right.
He did not have a flaming broom.
He was just
trying to get up. But do you
know
that for sure?
We don't. I didn't see what it came before, but I'm going to say he did.
I'm going to assume he did not have a flaming broom.
All right. That's our second story down the books. What are we going
to
be
doing? This next story was one of the best excuses to police I've ever heard, and we got sent it so many times.
Oh my God, I love it.
Wait, you were sent the same story?
Yeah, because once the story
gets out in the ether, our people are like,
find
amazing.
It and then get it to him as quickly as possible. It's why we love our townies. We'll be back with the last story of Dumpville Town and a special guest right after this.
Stick around, make a sound, there's more Dumpville Town.
Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town, final segment of the show.
Breckenmeyer, what can people see you in these days that you are working on?
Gosh.
Obviously, Robot Chicken.
Yeah, Robot's still kicking around.
How so great is
good. Ninth season
so
of that.
So much fun, man.
Super fun. That is my favorite job.
How it all came about? What was the genesis of...
The show started when Seth had to go on Conan, or didn't have to. He chose to go on Conan O'Brien. Gun to the head. Had nothing. Richter came over with a gun.
Why?
He had nothing to talk about. He was promoting something, and he decided, I'm going to do a... He's like, what if we just did like a stop motion video to like show them. Like it would just be fun, like us at a convention. And it started doing that. We did this little short for Conan. And then Sony, back before the internet really blew up, Sony had, you know, like a BBS board that they bought these little webisodes we did. Like before they were even called webisodes. And it started there, which is why Sony's still involved. And then Adult Swim ended up buying it as a show.
I love it.
So we've done it for 13 years now.
I cannot believe you guys have done it. The amount of comedy in every episode is it's astounding.
It's ADD theater. It is definitely, I mean, we go quick.
And I'm like such a fan of the stop motion. I think that's
It is tedious. I will say it's the most tedious thing in the
planet.
Well,
I mean, have you ever seen like a documentary of like Nick Park and all those things?
It's endless.
It takes forever. It takes forever. But it looks so cool.
Yeah. It's like 5 seconds of film is a great day at Robot Chicken.
Really?
5 seconds. It is crazy. Insane.
Crazy. I love it, man. I absolutely love it.
Thank you.
That.
Yeah, we just did our Walking Dead special, which aired last Sunday night. And
if they missed it, how can people grab it?
I think it's on adultswim.com. I'm sure it's on the site.
Just watch it. Yeah. If you're not on board with it yet, get on board with
support.
It.
Support. Support.
Yeah, we need your support, guys. It's only been 9 years. So
yeah, nine more. I want nine more. He's going to take a flaming
But this is a show that could go on forever.
It's pop culture based, which keeps changing. Right. Everyone's like, how do you get your ideas? I'm like, because America gives
it's
every
like
day.
Show. We'll never like run out.
People are like, Dan, I will always like, Dan, do you have enough material? Because we got this other person, have an opportunity to do this guest. And Dan's like, yeah, I got enough material for if we had 20
good.
Guests.
Yeah, we can do
we're
it forever.
Good.
Yeah.
We're good. Thank
can
God.
I still say, though, before we get into the last story, so far my favorite part of this entire episode is the idea of Brecken excitedly driving over to Seth's house to show him
with
his brand
sword.
New
sword, yeah.
Like,
a toy sword.
Like when you're 14, 15 years old and you're like, Mom, I need you to take me over because I have to show my friends what I just got.
Yeah. Please. It was, and by the way, it was not close. I was in Westwood. Seth was in Deep Hancock Park. And I went from
Stay
Westwood.
Where you are.
It's a real drive. That's a legit drive.
Yeah. I love it.
It's a legit drive. Yeah.
And
you
and also,
kids.
I went to Waze to literally see how's the quickest way
That's
I can
right.
get there. I know where it is.
And when you get there, all you do is go, look at it.
Yeah. Here.
Look
at it.
And he sits there and goes, you were right to come over.
You're right to come over here. Thank you very much.
You chose wisely,
you chose
my
very
son.
Wisely.
All right, this was sent in by Jessica Smith at JHSmith88.
Okay.
Des Bryant fan, maybe. Mm-hmm. A Casper man.
Mattress?
Yeah.
Ghost? Okay.
Yeah.
Friendly ghost
for
Halloween?
Yeah.
Dave Casper, former tight end for the Oakland Raiders.
That's what everybody was
gotta
thinking.
Be. Gotta be. Gotta be. Right?
A Casper man claiming to be from the future has been arrested for having too much drink in the present.
Newspeak.
Casper police officers say that around 10:30 p.m. Monday, October 2nd, they were dispatched to a resident on East 2nd Street.
One Doc Brown.
By the way, how do we know he's not from the future?
Right.
How do we
know? That is kind of an unprovable
claim. I'm
going to
guess in the story it's going to reveal itself. Yeah.
Somebody said it once, you know how we'll never be able to time travel because we've never met anybody from the future. Well, how do we know?
Could be.
Casper police officers say around 10:30 p.m. Monday, October 2nd, they were dispatched to a residence on East 2nd Street for a man who was stating he was from the future and was there to help people. Mm-hmm. You guys understand.
I want to help you.
I'm here to help you.
I'm putting my hands on these children.
Is he in his house?
I'm telling you, in the future, the Cubs win the World Series.
So I haven't started helping yet. Yeah. I'm in my house.
They found, once at the residence, the police
I'm gearing up to help people.
If you guys, as every drunk person says, just give me a second.
Wait a second.
No matter what it is, they just need you to... Dude, get in the fucking car. Yeah. Wait a second.
Just let me finish.
Why?
Let me
why is everyone rushing? Wait a second.
Listen, I've been to the future. You don't need to rush,
get in the car, man.
You don't need to
We're
rush,
leaving
bro.
Right the car, now.
There listen, are listen. No cars right now. I can tell you right now, in the future, that car's different.
That car's different
in the future.
Get in the car.
Wait a second.
I can get in the car now.
You guys,
now,
we're going to get in the fucking car.
I've seen the end of this.
Both of you, get in the car.
We're not getting in the car.
Get in the car.
We're not going to get in the car.
Come on,
we're going to go back in time.
Nobody's going to get in the car in the future.
But Randy hit the nail on the head, too, going,
yeah, everybody.
You gotta listen.
You're not listening.
There at the residence, they found Bryant Johnson, who claimed he was from the year 2048.
Yep.
Bryant or Brian?
Bryant.
Okay, so not the AC/DC singer. Okay.
Give me a second. Yeah, I'll be with you in a minute.
About the future.
Yeah. 80 miles per hour. You.
They found Bryant.
McFly!
Jason, for the people listening at home, Jason has derailed. Jay, where?
Do we know Brian Johnson from the future?
Jay, what happened? You're church laughing right now. What is it?
What did
it's
he...
him as Brian Johnson. As the... from the future. In this story, Brian Johnson was from the future.
Oh, we found Jason's ticklish spot.
Oh, man. Great.
I just want him to vocalize his character as Brian Johnson from ACDC for the rest
the
of the story.
Time.
You're not listening! I'm from the future!
Never done a Brian Johnson impression before.
Oh, I can't wait till that shows up on Robot
shit.
Chicken.
Oh, shit.
Come on, man. Yeah. Future Brian Johnson? Brian Johnson? I'm in, man. Yep. Brian Johnson from the future.
They found Brian Johnson, who claimed he was from the year 2048. Unless Jesus. I'm wrong, that's right when Blade Runner starts off.
2049,
right?
Isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. He missed it. Just should have stepped around just a little bit.
2048.
Replicants are everywhere! Yeah!
He was trying to warn the people of Casper that aliens were coming.
Listen!
Next year.
Aliens are coming from the future.
And that,
yeah!
And that they should leave as soon as
you
possible.
Hang on, Brian.
They're coming.
Nope.
No, we hear you.
No, no, you're not listening.
We're all listening.
Shh, shh. Just listen.
I'm about to give you some more ammunition, Brecken. Bryant added that he wanted to speak to the president of the town.
Oh my
God! Yeah, that's.
Do they have a president?
I guess in 48, every town gets a president. Bryant, in the future, there'll be presidents.
There's presidents of every town.
Here he is.
He's literally saying "shh" in that photo. Yeah.
that's got a bro beard. That dude has a bro beard.
Yeah, he is half lidded in that photo.
Oh. Jesus, is he lit? No mustache, but the Amish sort of underbelly.
He's on a Rumspringa. He added that he wanted to speak to the president of the town. Johnson told police that the only way... Here we go. This is it. I want to do this clean. Johnson told police the only way he was able to time travel was to have aliens fill his body with alcohol and have him stand on a giant pad which transported him to 2017.
There we go!
Jesus. You guys understand, I'm drunk to help you.
Yeah. Aliens did it to me.
You know, they put it all together, but you know that this was piecemeal.
By the way, he also took some Family Guy bites there, because isn't the Stewie travels on a pad?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. They piecemealed, they got this out of him, they run it all together in one sentence. Right. He was like, are you drunk right now?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. Did you get yourself this drunk, or was it who got you drunk?
There's a purpose behind it.
Who got you this drunk, Brian?
Listen.
Everybody's listening.
That's what we're here
for.
I'm from the future.
No, we got that part.
Understand.
Who got you this drunk?
It was important for time travel.
Okay. No, we know, but we got it. We got you this drunk. Who did it?
If you didn't do it, who did it?
You didn't do it. Who put the alcohol in you, Brian?
The aliens didn't do it. They took me to a bar. Nope.
Okay. So you're telling me that all they have to do is get you drunk and then you time travel.
No, you're missing one important part.
What was the other important part?
There's a travel pad.
So you stood on a travel pad.
Oh, got you.
Can you travel on the pad if you don't have alcohol in
you? No, apparently not.
Okay. Can you go back in time to where you stole that idea from the Family Guy?
Here's what I love too.
He stole it from Family Guy.
This is what he's trying to lie so well. He says, "But look, I ended up in the wrong year. I was supposed to be in 2018." Yeah. So he's also telling them, "I'm not even supposed to be here.
One year shy. Yeah. I missed it by that much."
I'm gonna be so honest with you guys. I'm gonna tell you that I even messed up a little bit.
What is he helping out with?
Officer noted that Johnson had watery, bloodshot eyes, slurred speech, and the smell of alcohol coming from him.
That's just a byproduct of time travel. That proves my case.
It's the crazy thing. He was warning the police officer. He was trying to tell them and the president of the town, Casper, that aliens were coming to invade The world.
I guess so.
But wait, they're aliens also are the ones who got him drunk.
Yeah.
So believe it or not, there's holes back in this drunk guy's story.
I mean, that's
this
hard to believe.
This doesn't add up. Something isn't adding up with his story.
Right. Officers noted that he had, like I said, bloodshot eyes, was very drunk. It was determined that Johnson could not take care of himself and was causing a disturbance in the emergency room, which means in this shoddy reporting, at some point we've gone from his house
to the emergency
room.
Yeah. It's a disturbance in the force. And yes. It's this guy.
Not to the police station.
No.
The emergency.
He's a time traveler.
Right.
Johnson was arrested for public intoxication. I'm going to ask you guys, what was his blood alcohol content?
Oh, this is great. Man. All right.
This is fun. All right.
The sample test showed he had a blood alcohol content of what?
Okay, can I?
0.08 is 0.08 is legally drunk.
I was about to say, I don't drink, so I need to know what we're talking about here.
0.08 is
legal limit for an adult.
0.08.
Yes. 0.2 is a lot. If anybody's above 0.2, think about it. Like, drunk is, you know, you can't operate a car.
Point one is pretty drunk. Point two is blitzed. Anything more than that, you're just pouring alcohol into the breathalyzer.
Point three is you're like, you can't even stand.
Yeah, you're
dead.
And
when you get into the fours, you'll die.
You'll die.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll go first. I'll say 0.25.
Yeah.
0.25, solid guess.
Randy, I say he's at a 0.3.
0.3?
Yep.
They took him to the emergency room, man. I'm going to say 0.19.
0.19.
Okay.
An early breath sample showed that. What did I say his name was? Something Johnson?
Brian Johnson! Yeah!
How you forgive me?
Had a blood alcohol content of 0.136.
Oh, wow, that's not even that bad.
Because they talked to him for a long time.
Yeah, they probably talked a lot of the alcohol out of him.
Not even that drunk.
At one point, that one officer said to the other one, let him run it out.
Yeah.
Wow. The aliens are taking it out.
Oh, my
what
Lord.
What if he had grabbed a bottle of liquor, drank it, and then disappeared in front of the cops?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Maybe the greatest.
I would be like, yep. That would make sense to me. Holy cow, I love that story. All right, before we get out of here, we know the Dodgers are in the World Series right now. This is kind of crazy. Sorry, Dan, your expense.
It was always last year.
You know, the song they play at the end of every Dodgers game when they win in L.A., just like they play New York, New York when the Yankees win, they play I Love L.A.,
which to me felt like a song that Randy Newman wrote for the Dodgers.
Yeah. Randy Newman, like, I want a song that's going to play at the end of every Lakers game, at the end of every Dodgers game.
By the way,
specifically in the 80s.
Yes.
Right. By the way, there's a whole lyric, and Randy Newman, known for his amazing lyrics.
Sure.
There is one whole line or lyric in the song, I Love L.A. The only lyric of this verse is, Sixth Street!
Sixth Street.
That's a whole lyric.
We love it.
That's a lyric. Okay, so we love it.
So we got him. He's apparently a fan of Dumb People Town, and he wanted to come in and talk to us a little bit about some new songs that he's writing. I guess he's got a resurgence
He's written
every kid's song.
Every
Pixar movie he writes all the music to, and he wins an Oscar every year for that stuff.
So he's moved into that stage.
But he is an artist. He's all, you know, you think about Bob Dylan when he went electric in the face of all of his folk fans. Like, artists love to mess with their fan base.
Right. So now he's got a bunch of kids and he wants to come out with new adult songs. So please welcome.
Let's also not forget Short People.
Yeah, sure.
Who can forget Short People?
He upset a lot of people with that.
Randy Newman, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
You got a friend in me.
All right. Okay.
You got a friend in me.
Yes, we do.
And you got one in us.
Hey, Sklar Brothers.
Hey, Randy.
How you doing, Randy?
You got a friend in me.
Thank God, Randy.
I love it.
We love it.
Everywhere in between.
It's like a Thomas guide. It's fantastic.
The old Thomas guide.
I love it.
Yeah, we love it too,
I love it too, guys.
So what are you working on? What new stuff
I'm working on a lot. I'm trying to update my old catalog of music.
What's the
And
one?
I'm going to do something. You got a friend online.
What?
You got a friend online.
Online.
Oh,
okay.
You can add me anytime.
Okay.
You got a friend online.
It's an update of one of
you,
his old
You can
friend.
At me anytime, meaning you can
or
tweet.
Or add me.
Oh, I think you're saying add me. Well, too bad he's not here, so we can't add.
No, I got like plenty of you. Ready for another one?
Yeah, please.
Sure, Randy. Come on.
Don't want no Asian people.
What?
Wow.
Don't want no Asians. They got big old hands and big old feet.
First of all, do they?
They don't know where they want to eat.
Nope. Wow. That's a good one.
I like that one.
We're not on board.
Randy's become
people.
Like the racist grandfather.
Yeah.
No. Okay, how about this? How about this? don't want no blind people.
Okay, no. Why are we going after blind
people? I don't want no blind people.
No, short people.
They're walking the walls that are always falling. No one knows because they're listening for your calling because they can't see straight. They can't see at night. They keep their eyes closed real tight. Don't want no blind people.
I don't even know if this is to the tune of a Randy Newman.
No, I don't think that is.
Randy's gone off the end.
Blind people.
When did Randy Newman become so close-minded?
I'm trying to get a new business off the ground. I'm reinventing condiments. Reinventing condiments. I'm going to have Randy Newman's ketchup.
Okay.
We're going to have six different flavors
just
of ketchup.
Just for the record, I don't know if that's reinventing or just putting your name in front
Randy
of it.
Newman's ketchup.
We're going to put brown sugar in ketchup.
That's barbecue. Yeah. That's actually barbecue.
We're going to put brown sugar in it. You put it on a rib, you can eat it.
Yeah, you mean like barbecue sauce?
Like almost exactly like barbecue
sauce.
Well,
we're going to do a whole bunch of other stuff. We're going to do pickles.
Okay.
But we're going to make them sweet with brown
relish.
Sugar.
No, that's relish. That's relish.
Yeah.
Randy, thank you.
Hold on. One more time.
Yeah, okay.
Don't want no amputees.
No.
Okay. Why not? Yeah,
it seems like also you're just doing the same song over and over
And it's the same song and you're actually being mean to people.
I did a song about little people. I did that on Saturday Night Live.
Right. But now you're doing Asians, blind people,
and amputees.
We're just spitballing.
No, we're not spitballing.
We're all in on this together.
No. Get him out.
Breckenmeyer.
I love it.
I know. We don't love it.
You said you loved it.
No, we don't.
Actually, all of us said we didn't.
None of us here said they loved it.
Eighth Street.
All right.
We love it.
I do love Eighth Street.
Eighth Street's not terrible.
Especially like in Koreatown, it's pretty nice.
Yeah.
All right.
There
it
is.
Oh, my God. Dan, thank you. God,
Dan,
what
welcome
the hell
back.
Happened?
Wow.
Jesus
hey, I'll give up my seat anytime.
Always.
I don't know if you saw that, but Randy Newman was here.
Randy Newman was being
here. He was intolerant as fuck.
Maybe he came from the future. I don't know.
He is unwoke as fuck.
Hell of a show. Thank you, Breckenmeyer.
Thank you.
For delivering
what
was
the great. Cannot wait to see your sword.
I can't wait to see your sword.
Happy Halloween.
Take a picture. Tweet it out when you tweet out this thing. Happy Halloween to everybody.
Hope you guys have a great night. Safe night
Be
and
safe.
Fun, and we'll talk to you guys next week.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who our guest is, but
I think it's Lauren Lapkus.
It might be Lauren Lapkus, which is fantastic. Yeah.
Love it.
Emmy nominated Lauren Lapkus.
There you go. Look at that. And so, guys, please join the Facebook page. Come see us live when we do it in your town. It seriously is the most fun thing ever.
Town hall.
And I know.
Holy shit, we got to get back to work.
Let's do it.
Dum, 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 dum.